This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
From Boston. Bisque, what are you doing wasting your time with a blow dryer in the first place? No head of lettuce or not, you got like four strands of hair up there. Blow dryer. All you're gonna need to do is spin around in a circle. That shit will be bone dry. Later.
Beautiful tune, Lou.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. Pete and Sebastian Show. We have no Sebastian. Everybody telling you right out of the gate, we have no Sebastian Maniscalco right now. We will not be having him this show. He is in New York City, as you all know, playing Madison Square Garden, four sold-out shows. He's been on everything from Howard Stern, which he destroyed on and was awesome, to the Today Show.
I was blown away by the Howard Stern thing.
I know. We got to save that for when he's here, but he was flawless. I felt he was flawless on Stern. That was such a great interview. And Stern is obviously awesome, too, the way he steers and goes, man.
Yeah, I was nervous for him. I was rooting for him while I was listening. I'm like, dude, all right, you keep it going. You're doing good, doing good.
Yeah, well, once they started and they started laughing, you know, especially as a comic, you know, you're like, oh, he's settled in. This is gonna keep going great. And then at the end when they, you know, started talking about De Niro and Pesci, it was like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah, that's when I knew he hit the jackpot. I'm like, you know, because I was happy with his stories and stuff. I'm like, all right, this is going really well. Then as soon as he mentions his Scorsese thing with the wig, I'm like, okay, game over. He's got this.
Yeah, and then at one point they Stern asked him something about like who were some of the guys you started out with, and he was naming like guys that he started out with out in L.A. And then there was a slight pause, and then he goes Pete Corielli, and then Stern already was like into his next question.
But
the point is, he didn't even start out with me. My name wasn't even a proper answer within the context of the question. And my bud still felt the need to slide my name in there, at least get the name in there. So that was a very mensch move.
A nice touch.
It really was. So understandably, he couldn't be here this week. But me and Lou figured we're gonna plug in, right, Lou? Listen to this. Now, Fanny, who we do these ads with, who's been helping us out, she found some numbers for me. Did you see these numbers? They show the demographics of where most people are in American cities and national cities that download our show. And also people that, as much as just the last 7 days, like Lou, in the last 7 days, do you realize 80... There have been 86 times our show was downloaded in India in the last 7 days.
No shit.
Right? That's 86 in 1 week. So that's like, oh, wait. Could that just be like one dude who downloaded 86?
No, why would one dude do that?
Well, maybe he just downloaded, he liked the show, and he's like, let me download 86 of these puppies. I got to drive to Calcutta.
No, you got to trust it. You got to trust that that's 80 different people.
86 different people.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm wondering, do you think they're just American soldiers on a base in India or Americans that love the show that are on vacation in India? Like, if I live in America, but I'm on vacation in India and I pay for international internet and I download the cast, even though I live in Milwaukee, does it come up as, there's someone in India downloading us, or is it someone in Milwaukee?
Physically, where you download it, where your computer, your IP is.
All right, so then this begs the question. Is there anyone in India that's actually in the inn, that's living in India, you know, maybe near one of them temples where the rats run free, like a real India guy?
Yeah, on a fucking camel. Yeah, they have sense of humors, too.
Yeah, but do they have internet on the camel? That's what I'm wondering. Or is this just all American tourists in India and soldiers stationed there? I mean... Lou, we're in Malaysia. Look at this. In the last, I don't have my readers on here. Here we go. In the last week, 26 downloads in Malaysia. Now, are these dudes growing weed and cocaine in the jungle with satellite and internet, hanging out? Malaysians listening to us with the machetes leaning against their leg?
Yeah, I think so. Wi-Fi and computers are everywhere.
Well, then that means we have 22 fans in Vietnam.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking Lou, let's go to Saigon and bang out a show. And I'm not even hitting the big ones, man. I mean, in Australia this past week, there was 705 downloads of our show in Australia in the last week.
We're big in Australia, don't you remember?
Bro, I honestly think I could play the Sydney Opera House with these numbers.
Yeah.
Man, this is pretty interesting stuff. Bro, you want to go to Belgium, just make sure you walk around without a hat on it, because everyone's going to recognize you, because we have 49 people who downloaded us in Belgium this week, Lou.
Oh, that's great.
That's nothing. Then you make your way over to France, hang out by the Eiffel Tower. 39 downloads last week, guy. Guaranteed someone will recognize you if you go by the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, we're not sniffing Germany, though. I don't know. Too many Hitler jokes throughout the years.
No, maybe too Italian in its tone.
Yeah. Finland, we're very popular. Wow, this is... Oh, wait. What was I saying? Germany, we're huge.
Good.
167 downloads this past week. Mexico, 68 people. Give us a call. Let's talk wall. Let's talk wall with our Mexican fans. There's 68 downloads last week. I know. Hold on a sec. What? Sadie, say.
What?
I'm doing the cast. You want to be on it?
No.
All right.
We can't even get your daughter on the fucking show.
I know. We're trying to do the show right now. Not only is Sebastian not here, I can't even get Sadie. Sadie, come here. Want to say a few words?
No.
Come on. Come here. We need you to.
No.
First of all, don't do baby talk for all the listeners out there. She's got this thing lately where sometimes she goes like, I don't know, Daddy. And I'm like, I know the friend, Lou, that she gets that from. It drives me nuts. What does Daddy always say about that?
No.
Be professional. Come here. I need you. Sadie, if you want me to sleigh ride with you this weekend, come over here and say something into this microphone to friends of mine, the listeners. Say something right now. Be a big girl. You're not a shy girl.
I don't want to.
Come on.
I don't want to.
Say something.
No.
Say something cool.
No.
Fucking this whole show blows, dude. You're ruining our show. We need something.
Whatever. Whatever, guys.
She's not a fan of
Whatever,
the cast.
Whatever, guys.
All right.
I don't care.
All right.
Whatever you say.
Oh, here we go now. Now I got a mic hug. What?
Hey, guys.
Hey, they said hi. What do you have to say? Tell people today what pissed you off. What pissed you off today? What happened today that pissed you off?
I went to the library today.
How was that?
Good.
What happened in there?
I got books. One book.
Yeah? Did anyone get put down today? And did you get put up today to a higher level? That's what happens at school, Lou. They have codes. And you come in. What color do you start at every day?
Green.
Everybody starts at green. And depending on how you are that day, you can go up to what colors?
Purple.
What's the highest color?
Purple.
Has anyone ever gotten to purple?
No.
And what's the lowest color?
Red.
Red. You hear that?
And a parent call.
You get a parent call if you get a red.
Right.
All right, she's going. Go, Sadie. She's got to go to dance. We're running this kid. I tell you, man, if I can't make it in showbiz, I'll fucking make her make it. What?
I want to talk a little bit more about school. Ask them.
Well, great. We want to hear it.
All right. Yeah, sure. We want to hear it. So is there now there's a boy in school that calls you Sadie Lady. How does that make you feel?
A little mad.
Why?
Because it's dumb.
What did Mom say about that word?
Sorry.
Stop saying sorry and stop using it, okay? Now let's try again. Why don't you like being called Sadie Lady?
Because it's so weird and it makes me mad.
All right. So what else could you... from what we understand, what's your least favorite thing about school each day? What's your least favorite thing about school?
Lunch is my favorite thing.
Now lunch is your favorite thing? It used to be your least favorite. This is going nowhere. Close the door. Beat it.
No.
You're done.
No.
Sadie, you're not giving me anything I can use. You're asking to do this, and then I put the mic in front of you, and you're doing a bow out and stuff. I mean, are we doing this or not? Well, I have an audience here. They're listening. I got like thousands of people, and you're picking the tacks off my bulletin board. I mean, what are you doing?
This is exactly what it's like for me working with Pete, kid.
Lou's asking you a question. Put this in your ear. Come here. Put that in your ear. Lou, ask her a question.
Hey, Sadie.
Hi.
It's hard when Daddy's got the microphone next to you, right? He's not very fair.
Yes.
Okay. Agreed. Way to go, kid.
Thanks.
You're doing good.
Thanks.
All right. See you later, sweet cheeks. Bye. All right, Lou. Let's back to the show. Hold on a sec. Jack, can you get... Sadie, you got to go now. Stop.
Ow.
Because I'm
ow,
doing
ow,
the show.
Ow,
okay.
Ow, ow.
All right, go. Oh, go. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye.
That's you got.
Thank you. Bye. Close the door now, Sadie.
Do you want me to edit out that child abuse?
I'm not a rude dad. You're a rude daughter. No, folks, this is 1970 child rearing, and this is how it should be done. You stand out in -1 degree weather. If you're going to come on the mic, bring something, have something to say, or beat it, man.
Hey, I just want to add a little disclaimer. That was not really child abuse. That was Pete trying to untangle Sadie's hair from the bulletin board. I know it sounded a little awful. It sounded like he was twisting her arm. In the 1970s.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
Please make a warm welcome for Long Island's very own Jim Brewer!
Brew!
What are you doing?
What's up, man? How you doing, dude?
I feel so much better now. I'm in a car heading to the airport. I feel like I got hit by a truck.
Now, for the listeners listening here, Brew is on his way home from Mets baseball fantasy camp. We're catching him on the way home. Lou is filling me in on the Facebook post. He says you got injured, man.
I got injured the first night, my hip. Now, I trained months. My core, swinging, weights, pitching. I started jogging the last 2 weeks in 15-degree weather.
Wow.
First guy I'm facing is probably about 67 years old. He throws tops 11 miles an hour. He throws one in the dirt, and I reach for it, and my hip popped away. Ooh, ah, just my eye. I pull my hip out. So, 3 in the morning, I'm up walking around my hotel room. Just, I thought I had to go to the ER. I couldn't walk to take a pee. I'm on the internet. What did I do to my hip? It says, oh, you got to stretch it. You got to sit down Indian style. You got to skid on all fours and lift it up. So, I did that, and I took 8 Advils. I woke up in the morning like nothing happened.
Wow.
So, next day, I pitch. I'm on the mound. I go 6 innings. My team commits 37 errors. They suck. Dude, all seriously, I have a clown on our team, a real clown. He's like, you know, if you ever need something at your daughter's birthday or graduation, I'm cool. I'm cool.
Now,
and dude, the other guys wears a toupee. Like, I'm sorry, I can't even have a conversation with the guy. And he's a comedian. He's a comedian in New York. And he's got a toupee. His name's like Tortellini or some shit like that. Bro, there was a fight this week. It was a fight. Oh, yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, here's how the camp works, right? So you show up on a Sunday, and you it's practice. You meet the ball players. They have a dinner. Monday, you see the players. There's Mookie Wilson. It's Dwight Gooden, who looks like a mess. There's some gone. Dwight has some crazy girlfriend here all week. Big, big woman just coming up saying, "You see Dwight?" I said, "No, who are you? I'm with Dwight. You see, am I allowed in this tent where y'all be eating? What? Who are you looking for? I'm looking for Dwight. I don't know you." I said, "Oh, my God. Who's this?" We're all petrified. It's Dwight Gooden's girlfriend. So then, so it's a pretty decent team. Now, I already got history with the guy who's getting in the fight, all right? So I don't even know he's getting in it.
From previous visits to the camp.
Yeah, here's what happened. 2 years ago, all right, our team, I'm not exaggerating, walked probably 18 batters. It was the worst thing ever. And it's like, it's 85 and you're on grass. It's hot. You just want to get out of there. You feel your ears burning. Your neck is burning. And the team is winning like 27-3. We just want to, and one of the guys on the other team keeps, "Come on, man. Let's get people on base." You go, "All right, man. Let's keep this going. Let's keep this going." I said, "What do you got to, what are you trying to score, 40 runs? Got to play hard all the time, Jimmy P. Got to play hard." So I already hate this guy. Yeah. Now he's in the field. Everyone at bat, "Come on, man. Jimmy's not good if you pitch him inside." I step out of the plate. "Dude, pipe down." "Oh, I'm in his head. I'm in his head. I'm in his head." I said, "You're not in my head. You're being a dick. We're grown men. It's going on 3 hours. You're winning by 20-something runs. Shut up." So this year, we're playing on the field next door, and all of a sudden we hear, "Oh, hey, yeah, Dougie, yeah, your face, your butt." We turn around. Their benches are clear. We start running over there, and it's that yo-yo. And apparently, he started barking from the field at one of the guys who has his pregnant wife watching the game. And the guy, like, backed out of the play, said, "Yo, man." And he was saying really mean stuff, like, "Douchebag," or, "This guy's a real douche." And no one, everyone's afraid of him because he's a big guy. But he's a fat dummy. "Dude, you're from Orlando. I'm from Long Island. I'm going to take you out. Two shots."
I hear you, man, right? Come on. I'm New York,
you're not going to know it. You're not going to know it out when I come at you, man. You're not going to know what happened. I'm not going to let you even think about it. So anyway, apparently he's barking at this guy. The guy then hits a dribbler. The pitcher throws it up. The first baseman does all the barking. The guy grabs the ball, goes in the baseline, lowers his shoulder, and decks the guy in front of his pregnant wife. Decks him. He gets up, shoves him. Orlando then takes the baseball and whips it at his head. That's why I know immediately I can beat this guy to a punch. Anyone who throws a ball, you can beat him to death. It's two shots. You won't know what hit him. I'm snoring. World star with all the other knockout videos.
So, that's assault.
Couple swings, and then Law and Order went down. Cut to last night is what they call kangaroo court. So they basically, the players watch you all week, and if you do really stupid things, they fine you, and it's all for charity. This guy, Doug Flynn, calls. He goes, "Jim Brewer."
I know Doug Flynn. The guy who used to play second base?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
He used to wipe both of his eyelashes between every at-bat, every time
he'd
step
out. That's right.
Yeah, I remember him.
That's right. He'd wipe his eyelashes and flip his eyelashes up. That's right.
Yeah.
So he goes, "Jim Brewer, you want to stand up and tell us how your camp's going this year?" So I got up because also, Pete, I will just let you know inside. Someone gave me a little something. So in about an hour into this event, I'm peeking.
All right.
And I called this guy out and imitated him. And I thought the entire camp was going to... It looked like Showtime the Pilot. I wrecked it.
How did Orlando take it?
You know what? He laughed. And when it was over, I stood there. I went up to him. And I kept saying, you got to be honest, man. You got a big mouth. And he goes, oh, man, no, really. This is what he said. We really appreciate you being down here. We? Who's we? What are you on, the committee? Who's we?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so I gave him a hug. I said, we're cool. He's like, yeah, no, I swear, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just busting balls. And he was cool. He got it. But he needed to hear that. He needs to pipe down a little bit.
Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. Here we go now. Check it out.
And I've been watching The Crown on Netflix recently. It seems like the Queen is still running shit from what I'm watching.
Welcome to Jamestown. You can't even do a Netflix joke here.
Holy shit. So I popped in my Chicago's Greatest Hits on my 8-track the other day.
Boy, I love rewinding over and over that one hit, right, guys?
Right now, looking over, you think I'm just like looking over to my eye, but I'm literally rattling through my head going, in 20 years of writing, do I have any John Deere jokes?
Any jokes about green and yellow?
Lightning strikes, maybe once, maybe twice. It's just, oh God. Ding, 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 doom, doom, doom. Ding, 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 doom, doom, doom. Ding, 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 doom, 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 doom. That's not just absolutely beautiful.
He plays the piano!
To the gypsy.
Where you why that, play this?
Well, I mean, you only pick music that you work out to. Do you ever listen to music other than when you're lifting shit?
No.
The lovely Stevie Nicks. Boy, does she melt me, man.
She's the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac, if you're not familiar.
I thought it was a man.
Sing the damn song.
Even blow.
Ding 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 ding.
Beep bop boop bop beep bop
beep bop boop bop beep bop.
Ding 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 ding.
Beep bop boop bop. Beep, bop.
Ding, 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 doom, doom, doom.
Brad Pitt.
Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep, bop.
Brad Pitt.
Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep, bop.
Brad Pitt.
Hey, it's a cheese show. Hey, it's a wow.
To the gypsy.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
Carrying the Texas flag.
the crowd goes crazy.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
And down goes Cutler.
Watch number 99. Beats Bobby Massey upfield. He's got him wrapped up. Look at it. Cutler hanging on. And Watts like, that's a sack.
Off of my city, off of my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone.
Back to his center. That's also Bodine, who got eliminated by J.J. Watts. And game that does
over.
It.
J.J. says game over.
Got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Quick snap. Brady on a give. Gillisley. Hit behind the line of scrimmage.
Check out J.J. Watt.
Pumped to play the top team in the league. Everybody is going to see what we're all about. So just
imagine. Third and five. And Smith throws, and it's short. Incomplete. And J.J. is now down. Well, the crowd is still, I mean, J.J. Watt is he's a folk hero here. And I think most of you know what he did in the aftermath of the hurricane. Wound up looking for a couple hundred thousand dollars in donations and wound up picking up almost $37 million.
He's a folk hero everywhere in this country right now.
When you've been able to do anything you want and then that's taken away from you, it makes you question everything.
Nature is smarter than people think. Little by little, we lose our friends, we lose everything, we keep losing and losing till we say, you know, what the hell am I living around here for? I got no reason to go on. But with you, kid, boy, I got a reason to go on. And I'm going to stay alive. And I will watch you make good. And I'll never leave you until that happens. Because when I leave you, you'll not only know how to fight, you'll be able to take care of yourself outside the ring, too. Is that okay? And if you ever get hurt and you feel that you're going down, this little angel is going to whisper in your ear. He's going to say, get up, you son of a bitch! Because Mickey loves you. Okay?
We control our destiny. Win all three. One, two, three. Win. Let's go. Turn this place up. It's
awesome. You're gonna roll over him like a bulldozer, an Italian bulldozer.
I will. Ah! Woo!
Something else.
Guess not a feeling.
Got this feeling in my body.
All right. Listen, as you know, Sebastian's not here today, folks, but Italian Take must go on. We have sitting in with us today to join us for Italian Take none other than three-time defensive NFL MVP and family friend of the show, J.J. Watt. What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? It's good to be here. I'm not going to lie, right out of the gate, I'm coming in hot and heavy. I'm not happy, Pete. I'm not happy. You called me and said you wanted me to do Italian Take. Sebastian was gone. I said that's bullshit. I wanted to be co-host.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you, JJ. I told Jackie, I'm like, I'm going to ask if JJ will do Italian Take. I think, you know, everyone would love that. That'd be awesome. And she goes, guy, he's on vacation. You think you can just ask him to do that? And I go, well, he did say ask him. He'll co-host when Sebastian's not there. But I don't know if he was serious or if he was just being nice. So
I did, and then I just got slapped in the face by the invitation for Italian Take only when clearly you need somebody to carry the show for an hour.
Oh, God, if you heard it, you would really realize you are not Whistling Dixie, man. We could have used you. We went off the rails.
You're like, we need Italian take, and I'm like, okay, let's get the big 6'5" white guy from Wisconsin to do Italian take. That's going to go real well.
You're not Italian, but you're family, and that's just as good as Italian. Come on, you kidding me?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I feel like I'm sipping wine and eating some prosciutto.
That's it. And you got the same kind of sensibilities a lot of times as Sebastian, so it's a perfect fill-in, man. A perfect fill-in.
Perfect. And let's talk about the fact that when this podcast show started 4 or 5 years ago, I might have been top billing, and now I'm the fill-in. So things are going one way for one guy and another way for another guy. So
I love the way you're playing it, but you know that's not true, man. You know that. We'd have you on every week.
I'm just not hosting Madison Square Garden 4 nights in a row. That's all I'll say.
Oh, man, I know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on out there. Where are you now? Are you on vacation?
No, I'm in Houston.
Oh, okay.
I'm just letting the body rest and recover after the season.
I know. It was a hell of a season, man. I know you're on limited time, so I was going to say all the wonderful things about your season after you're gone, but what a great season. It really was, dude. Incredible, man. So, all right, let's get down to Italian take while we got JJ hanging. All right, JJ, first Italian take. I just read about, you're familiar with El Chapo, the drug cartel kingpin that's now in custody?
Yes.
So they just recently found one of his lairs where he would hide out, and in there they found that El Chapo, while on the run, goes with the Levi jeans, size 32 waist, 30 length. And he goes with tighty whities and a cheap Calvin Klein cologne called Eternity that runs for $30 a bottle. You're more of a cologne connoisseur than I am. My question to you, Italian take, you're on the lam. What 2 to 4 items are a must, even on the lam, from the law? What would you try
with? Oh, man. First of all, he sounds like he was living like you were in that New York apartment.
with Paula upstairs. Yeah, except I didn't have whitey.
Bed on the floor.
Yeah, I was on a Casper bed. I was keeping it classy.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
Top 4 things I'm taking on the lam. First of all, I'm not wearing jeans. I mean, you're running around. I'm wearing sweats or shorts. Classy, though, probably something nice.
All right.
A good pillow. A good pillow is very high on the list. I mean, are we going like cell phone? Because obviously you need some form of communication, a burner phone, and then some form of protection.
Now, you're on the lam. You're not even going to go with a little cologne to keep it classy while on the run? And if you went with a cologne while on the lam, what would be your on the lam cologne?
No, because I'm picturing like Shawshank Redemption, like going through the mud, like literally forearms deep in muck.
And to crawl to freedom through 500 yards of shit-smelling foulness I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to.
So I don't think I need cologne, but if I was, I mean, you can't wear like Acqua di Gio. I think I'm going with more of like a Lagerfeld. Like a...
I don't know shit about colognes. It just makes me laugh.
My dad wore Lagerfeld growing up, and he was a firefighter. So in my head, I associate Lagerfeld with like a blue collar.
But if you wear a cologne on the lam, what's good about that is every time you leave and they get to the hideout after you left, they do that. Damn, we just missed them.
Yep.
They do that.
How many sprays were sprayed to know how far away I am?
Dude, he's a natural fill-in, Lou.
Killing it.
He's killing it. Thanks again for doing this, Watsta. All right, next one. Jim Harbaugh just gave a scholarship offer to a 7th grade quarterback. Let's say you got a child, Italian take, and Michigan comes to you or another fantastic school like Michigan at 7th grade, tells your child, we want to give them a full scholarship. No matter what happens by the time they're a senior in high school, this scholarship is guaranteed. Would you make your kid take the scholarship at 7th grade to Michigan just to lock it up?
I have been through the recruiting process before. My kid has taken that scholarship on the spot because you can change your mind at any time, buddy.
Wow. Now, when you do that, is that true? Like, if something happens, God forbid, the kid twists an ankle and he's not what they thought he was going to be, they still got to honor it 5 years later?
That's where it gets really sketchy, because you never really know until you sign the papers. So coaches can change their mind. Players can change their mind. I'm a big fan of being loyal. I'm a big fan of a man of your word, going and doing what's right. If you say you're going to go, you're going to go. But in today's world, I've personally witnessed things get very shady, whether it's coaches backing out of what they said they would do or the players backing out. So it's kind of a wild, wild west out there right now. So, I mean, you get an offer in seventh grade for a full scholarship at college. You say, yeah, and then, you know, you window shop a little bit.
Right?
I don't like that, though, because think about it. You're a 13-year-old kid, whatever age that is. I mean, eighth grade's a freshman in high school. What are you walking around the hallways of school like if Michigan offered you a scholarship in eighth grade?
What I want to do?
What? You know what I want to do?
What?
Strut.
I know, man. That's got to be insane. When you went to college, it wasn't straight to Wisconsin, right?
No, I started out at Central Michigan.
Okay, so when you started out at Central Michigan, did you do an announcement at college where you put the hat in high school where you put the hat on and everyone's there and they're like, yeah, he chose us?
I did not do it like that. I did a signing day, which is where you actually sign the paper on signing day, and I did the whole cameras and stuff there. But, I mean, I was a one-star recruit going to Central Michigan. There weren't a whole bunch of cameras there.
My goodness. It's funny, though, how we do it with the athletes, but you never do it with, like, the Asian kid going to MIT who has a cure for cancer in eighth grade, and we sign them up for MIT. Let's get a photo of him.
You aren't kidding, buddy. You aren't kidding. It's us, the guys that can hit people hard and chase a little ball around.
That's it, baby. That's it. So, all right, next Italian take. Lou, hit me with the music. Boom. Robert Mueller, he works for the White House in some capacity. I'm not sure what. Anyway, they just came out with an action figure of this guy. And it made me ask, Italian take, specifically custom made for Watt, knowing he was going to be my guest. Watt, would you rather have, and all the proceeds to either one of these things go directly to charity, so it's not about money. Would you rather have the number one selling action figure of you in the Texans uniform? I mean, this is selling more than Luke Skywalker. Or equally making as much money for charity, your own custom J.J. Watt walking stick. I even got the slogan, bro. You got to hear the second one. It goes, I first started using a cane to help me walk. Now I carry my cane while I fly, just to remind me of what I've overcome. The J.J. Watt Overcome Walking Stick. When you need someone to lean on your way to the top. What are we doing, Watt? We should be selling this with the unexpected death box.
Oh, yeah, if we're going around to the retirement homes.
Yeah, the retirement home's nothing. You made the walking stick an accessory, is what I'm trying to tell you. Don't you see that?
Yeah, but I mean, action figure, you're a hero. You are a hero. A walking stick, you're headed toward zero.
Action figure, you're a hero to boys. Walking stick, you're a hero to men with bad hips.
That's right.
All right, JJ, next Italian take. Again, this is just, it's not a real thing. So for whatever reason, you, how do we put this? People are interested. The Jets are interested. The Bears are interested. I mean, insanely interested. And they come to me and or Sebastian and ask us to go take you out to dinner and organically try to persuade you to think about coming to the Jets or the Bears. All I'm asking is, would you even hear us out, or would you laugh, as you said, pass the salt?
I'd take free dinners from almost anybody. A free dinner with Pete or Sebastian, I'll take the dinner. And you can do your best sell job, but in the back of my mind, I'll be thinking, God, this filet is delicious.
There you go. And every single resident of Houston, and by the way, dude, I did the demographics. We got a huge following in Houston here. Fanny set us up with this. They're all right now just sit back and relax, took a deep breath and said, we still got our guy. We still got our guy. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Watt, last question. You're still a young guy. You're not a parent yet. So it's a good take coming from you. They got a new game out for kids. It's called Cut Wire. And you have to figure something out in time. And if you don't cut the wire just right in time, the whole mechanism pops up and like it imitates an explosion as if you died. You didn't disassemble the bomb in time. Do you think it's an inappropriate game for children? Italian take. Would you get that for your kid? I would. No problem. I don't see what the problem is. It's a fake bomb. I mean, come on.
Inappropriate. Sadly, in today's world, possibly practical.
Ain't that the truth? Are you kidding me? Think about that, man. You're in a restaurant. You hear a ticking, and you go, don't wait.
You could be a hero.
I got this.
Like Operation. A person who played Operation grows up to be a surgeon, you know?
It takes a steady hand, because if you touch the side...
There you go. By the way, I just want to let you know, I'm still haven't gotten my first Christmas gift from you, but I'm looking forward to its delivery, man. And I will keep you posted and the listeners posted when it comes.
I just found out what it was. It's coming, I believe, like the 25th, I think, of this month. So it should be there in the next couple weeks. I found out what the first one is. I'm not overly thrilled about it because I didn't get to pick them. So it's like a 6 month thing and I didn't get to pick. It's a random. So I'm interested to see if you like the first one. It wouldn't be the one I sent, but I hope it's good.
I'm sure I will. Are you kidding me, man? I mean, what the gesture is off the charts. And these kind of gifts where you get one every month, it's like, you forget it. It never ends. By the time the gift ends, it's almost Christmas time again. So
that's the goal. And I want to say thank you for your gift. The sweatshirt for Kay went over like gangbusters. She loves that thing. She wears it weekly. Shirt was awesome, and then the creme de la creme was the little ornaments made by Sadie. Those were unbelievable. Kay and I both looked at them and said, there's no way they made these, right? And then when you said Sadie made them, we were blown away. So send our best to little Sadie. We would love to hear more from her on the show, by the way. I speak for all listeners. She seems to have a hell of a personality. We need a segment with Sadie. Sadie's segment. I just named it for you. There you go.
What? I can't even freaking thank you enough for doing this, man. There was a time, and the listeners need to notice, and I'll let you go, where Sebastian and I were having trouble early on doing it consistently. And then when we found out JJ was listening, and then he texted out, are there any more casts coming, guys? Sebastian goes, we got to get this shit together, man. And we're both like, we literally watch save the show at one point and put it back on the rails. So,
I appreciate that. I want to... First of all, say you're welcome to all the listeners for saving the show. I will take my thanks in the form of food if you ever see me out. And I also want to say thank you guys for doing the show. As you know, I'm a huge fan. It gets me through the weeks, car rides. I listen to old shows. I listen to new shows. So it's always extremely entertaining. You don't need any guests, even me. You don't need me. We just love hearing your guys' daily stories. So thank you very much for opening up your lives to us. And we look forward to many more.
Yes. Oh, man. The best. What more can be said? Thank you so much, JJ. Enjoy your vacation, man.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
You too, brother. Unbelievable, Lou. Unbelievable. Anyway, this has been the Pete and Sebastian Show. Of course, Sebastian Maniscalco will be back with us next week and every week moving forward. As always, like we said, we just wanted to keep the heartbeat going and the connection going. We had a lot of fun, Lou. I had fun hanging, man. I love hanging with you, dude.
Me too, bro. That was fun.
Absolutely. And a quick few plugs. Come on, what are we doing, Pittsburgh? What are we doing here? February 22nd, Friday night, 7 p.m. show. You get out of work, you grab a happy hour drink, you bop over. See me at Club Cafe, 7 p.m., February 22nd in Pittsburgh. It's going to be a fun little show, intimate show. And then go to PeteCorielli.com. Anyway, Lou, great hanging with you. As always, man, we really, really appreciate you guys out there listening. The viewership is growing. I mean, come on. I read off all the countries, to Germany, to Finland, to Mexico, to Italy. to Malaysia. Good night to you all, and thanks for tuning in to the Pete and Sebastian Show.
The show has ended.
Respect our home.